Baseball is back in the Quad Cities, and River Bandits games are the place to be all summer long. From the Royals' top prospects on the field to a jam-packed promotional schedule, the fun never stops at Modern Woodman Park. For a full list of this summer's promotions, giveaways, and daily deals, grab a River Bandits pocket schedule or visit riverbandits.com.
Rascals Den is the official team store of the Quad Cities River Bandits. Located behind Section 7, the Den features a full collection of River Bandits hats, game-used merchandise, and apparel, including all things Banditos del Rio. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Good Saturday evening, everybody, and welcome into the River Bandits Baseball Network and Game 5 of the six-game set between Quad Cities and the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins, the Beloit Skycarp. As always, Kyle Kirchival with you tonight from ABC Supply Stadium in southern Wisconsin here in Beloit as Quad Cities gets set to take the field for Game 62 of their 2023 season. Just a little over a handful of games left in the first half. And for the Bandits, they picked up their 30th win of the season yesterday in what was the series' third shutout game of the week. I beg your pardon. Quad Cities with a 2-0 victory for their fifth shutout as a team this season. And it all started with Chandler Champlain. The Quad Cities starter put together a career night, going seven scoreless frames, stranding five hits and a walk with four strikeouts. After that performance, picking up his sixth win of the year, Champlain now leads the Midwest League in wins with six and ranks top 10 in ERA, strikeouts, and whip throughout the league. After him, the Bandits got a scoreless eighth inning from Anthony Simonelli, who bookended a perfect eighth with a pair of strikeouts. And then in the ninth, it was John McMillan picking up his first save of the season. He also struck out two, including back-to-back, to nail down the Bandits' 2-0 victory. Offensively, there wasn't much going on in the game, but what offense there was came courtesy of Gerard Gonzalez. He put together a multi-RBI performance, laying down a safety squeeze to bring in the first run in the top of the sixth inning. And then in the eighth, a little bloop single into right field to give Quad Cities an extra run of insurance and their eventual 2-0 victory. For the Beloit Skycarp, obviously very little going on offensively there. They managed just five hits in the game. Bandits pitching staff allowed just one walk, but they'll have some familiar names back in the lineup today, and they also are returning Tanner Allen to the squad. Allen has been one of the best players for the Skycarp this year. He's been battling an injury on and off throughout the last couple of days, but he is in the lineup tonight for Billy Gardner Jr., a 286 hitter with an 812 OPS this season. We're going to take a quick break on the River Bandits Baseball Network. When we come back, we'll wrap up the pregame show with the rest of the starting lineups tonight. We'll also tell you about the pitching matchup as Southpaw Tyson Guerrero gets the ball for Quad Cities. He is set to make his 11th start of the year and right now leads the Midwest League with 63 strikeouts. He'll be opposed by right-hander Jared Poland, who pitched against Quad Cities in Davenport back in May, putting together a season-high six innings, allowing three runs for a quality start. More on those guys in just a bit. We'll be right back on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rascal's Den is the official team store of the Quad Cities River Bandits. Located behind Section 7, the Den features a full collection of River Bandits hats, game-used merchandise, and apparel, including all things Banditos del Rio. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Welcome back into the River Bandits pregame show. Kyle Kirchville with you from ABC Supply Stadium, where it's shaping up to be a beautiful Saturday night for Midwest League Baseball. Let's wrap up the pregame show with tonight's starting lineups. We'll begin with the Beloit Skycarp, the high A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. They enter action tonight 26-34. That's fifth place in the Midwest League West Division. Leading off, it's Tanner Allen. He's in left field, getting a start in the lineup card for the first time this week. Yidi Capé bats second and plays short. And then Jacob Berry, the third baseman, bats third. Emanuel Marinez is in the cleanup spot. He'll be the DH. Jake Thompson bats fifth in Mance right field, with Joe Mack doing the catching and batting sixth. Josh Zamora bats seventh. He'll play second base. Zach Zubia back in the lineup playing first base and hitting eighth and batting ninth. It's the center fielder, Osiris Johnson. On the mound for the Skycarp, it's the 23-year-old right-hander from Indianapolis, Jared Poland, set to make his eighth appearance and eighth start of the year. Poland, 1-3 with a 5.08 ERA, 27 strikeouts to 10 walks in 33 2/3 innings pitched this season. It's been a good start to the month of June for him. He made two starts against Peoria last week and threw a combined 10 innings, only giving up 3 runs while striking out 10 and allowing just 1 walk. Now the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the high A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. They enter the ballgame 30-31. They are tied with Peoria for second place in the Midwest League West Division. Leading off, it's the shortstop, Jack Pineda. Javier Vaz bats second and mans left field. And batting third, it's the catcher, Carter Jensen. Caden Wallace will bat cleanup and man third base. Gavin Cross batting fifth and in his usual center field. And batting sixth, it's the right fielder, Juan Carlos Negrete. Gerard Gonzalez bats seventh. He's at second base. Cale Emschoff will be the DH batting eighth. And batting ninth, it's the first baseman, Paxton Wallace. On the mound for Quad Cities, it's the Midwest League strikeout leader, Tyson Guerrero. He is set to make his 12th appearance and 11th start of the year, entering the night 0-3 with a 3.80 earned run average. In 45 innings pitched this year, he has 63 strikeouts and 18 walks. He has a whip of just 1.09, and opposing batters are only hitting 195 against him. Here in the month of June, he's given up just 2 earned runs in 11 2/3 innings, and last time out, gave up 2 runs in 4 2/3 against Fort Wayne, but matched his season high, or rather, came within one of his season high 8 strikeouts against the Tin Caps back at Modern Woodman Park. Well, a little bit of a downer for the Bandits entering action today, obviously coming in off a 2-0 win last night, but their hopes for a first-half title in the Midwest League West Division have faded away. With a Cedar Rapids win yesterday, the Colonels claimed the top spot in the Western Division in the first half. They have clinched at 36-25, and with 5 games left to go in the first half, the Bandits are 6 games back, along with second place Peoria. So Quad Cities will ride out the rest of the half this week and into next week before the records are reset on June 23rd, and they will start a new quest for the final available playoff spot in the Western Division. We'll talk a little bit about that later, but it's time for the national anthem here at ABC Supply Stadium. When we come back, we've got first pitch on a Saturday night edition of Midwest League Baseball.
Brenton served 6 years in the United States Army. He was deployed to Korea during his enlistment as a Black Hawk helicopter technician. Thank you, Brenton, for your commitment to country, family, and career. Brenton Driscoll. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask those that are able to please rise. Gentlemen, please remove your caps as we honor America and those defending our freedom with the flag of our national anthem.
River Bandits baseball is back on the air here in southern Wisconsin for game five of the six-game set between Quad Cities and the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins, the Beloit Sky Carp. Once again, good Saturday evening, everybody. Kyle Kirchville with you and welcoming you into the 62nd installment of River Bandits baseball this year, including tonight, just five more games left in the first half. As I was just mentioning, Cedar Rapids has claimed the available playoff spot in the Western Division, so the Bandits will have to wait until next week to start a new quest for a playoff berth, but they have a chance to split the series, or at least guarantee themselves a split with a win today, and then they could win the series if they get three in a row tomorrow afternoon. Quad Cities with a 2-0 shutout win yesterday, their fifth shutout dub of the year. Chandler Champlain with a career-high seven scoreless innings to help lead the effort. The Bandits offensively managed just two runs on eight hits in the game. They'll look for a little more offensively against Jared Poland tonight, the right-hander for South Bend, for Beloit, making his eighth appearance and eighth start of the year. Here's how the defense is lined up behind him from left to right in the outfield. It's Allen, Johnson, and Thompson. Capbase at short, Zamora at second base, Barry at third, Zubia at first, and Joe Mack behind the plate. Jack Pineda will lead it off for Quad Cities to be followed by two more lefties in Javier Vaz and Carter Jensen. Set to get underway at 6:38 local time tonight. First pitch is to Pineda and taken inside for ball one. Poland, a sixth-round pick by Miami in last year's draft, as Jack fouls one back to the screen. One ball and one strike. Jared selected out of Louisville, originally drafted out of high school by the Red Sox back in 2018, but opted to play college ball. From the wide, the 1-1 on its way. This one bounces in the dirt. 2 balls, 1 strike. Pineda on the season, a .232 hitter. This week, he is just 3-for-14 at the plate, but does have a double and a few walks mixed in there. Beloit plays him to pull to right field. 2-1, slashed foul over the left side, and the count evens up at 2-2. Not a cloud in the sky this evening here in Beloit. Temperature at an even 80 degrees. And although there's still a little bit of haze lingering from the Canadian wildfires, air quality much better than it was a couple of days ago. And it should be a very comfortable evening for baseball. 2-2 to Pineda. Breaking ball, just low and away. And Pineda watches it go by for ball three. Daniel, by the way, is the home plate umpire this evening. His partner is Juan Gomez. He's manning the bases. Payoff pitch to Pineda. Slapped foul over the left side. We'll do it again. In the leadoff spot yesterday, Jack went 1-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts and a single. He still leads the Bandits in doubles this year. Another payoff. That one called strike three at the knees. Looked like a changeup there from Poland that was parked right at the bottom of the zone. And Pineda's caught looking for out number one. That is the fourth time in 5 games this week where Pineda has struck out to start the game. Here's Javier Vaz. First pitch, called strike one. Poland, 6 feet, 215 pounds on the bump. Right-hander working out of the windup. A one. Over the left side, foul, out of play. Nothing and two on Vaz. Javier got a day off yesterday. 2 nights ago, 0-for-4 in a Bandits 9-0 loss. 0-2. Slider missed low. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaz still top 10 in the league with the batting average. Enters at a .283 clip. The pitch. Slow roller, softly hit towards the mound. Off of it is Poland. He fields and throws to first. And there are two away. So a strikeout and a soft ground ball to start the evening for Poland, who put together his first quality start of the season against the Bandits back on May 23rd in Davenport. 3 runs allowed in 6 innings. Didn't walk anybody and struck out 5. So 2 outs, nobody on for Carter Jensen. 3rd straight left-handed hitter to face Poland. Carter takes up in the zone for strike one. Carter had recorded back-to-back multi-hit games in the first 2 contests this week, but is hitless in his last 8 at-bats as he sends one over the dugout, foul on the left side, and falls behind nothing and two. He's batting .185 this season with 9 doubles, 5 homers, and 18 driven in. He leads the Bandits, the Midwest League, and all of minor league baseball with 56 walks. However, he hasn't recorded one in the last 2 games. 0-2 from Poland. That's low and in. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Carter's the number 8 prospect in the Royals organization, according to MLB Pipeline. 19-year-old catcher from Kansas City. 1-2. This pitch in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Top of the first inning here at ABC Supply Stadium. Just getting underway. 2-2 on its way. That's a called strike three. Looked like another changeup for Poland that's taken at the knees. And he bookends a perfect first inning with a pair of strikeouts. Both strikeouts of the looking variety for the Quad Cities bats. We're through 1 half here at ABC Supply Stadium. Tyson Guerrero to the mound for the Bandits. When we come back, he'll get Allen, Cappe, and Barry to start the night.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
To catch the latest River Bandits news, score updates, highlights, and more, follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook with the handle @QCRiverBandits and #BanditTogether.
Three up, three down goes Quad Cities in the top of the first. Tyson Guerrero looking to do the same against the Sky Carp in the bottom half. The 24-year-old lefty from Chehalis, Washington, making his 12th appearance and 11th start of the season. He is 0-3 with a .380 earned run average and leads the Midwest League with 63 strikeouts. In addition to the Ks, he's just pitched overall really well this year. His whip is 1.09, and opponents are only hitting 195 against him. Here in the month of June, he's given up just 2 earned runs in 11 and 2/3 innings and has 15 strikeouts to 3 walks. He'll look to continue his hot play tonight, getting set to face Tanner Allen to lead us off. As I was mentioning in the pregame show, Allen has been dealing with an injury over the last week, not placed on IL, but just day-to-day, not in the lineup. Tonight marks his first appearance of the week. Left on left, Guerrero works from the wind. First pitch here in the bottom of the first is taken on the inside, or rather off the inside portion of the zone for ball one. Gavin Cross is in center field tonight. Vaz flanks him in left. Negret in right field. 1-0. Check swing. Doesn't matter. A called strike on the lower outside corner. Pineda and Gonzo up the middle at short and second. The Wallace brothers at the corner with Caden at third, Paxton at first, and Carter Jensen behind the dish. 1-1. Slapped foul over the short berm on the left side and out of play for strike two. Allen, 24 years old, from Theodore, Alabama. Fourth round pick by the Marlins in 2021. Guerrero's 1-2. Wave and a miss. Got him chasing the slider out of the zone. One away. Great start for Guerrero. Left on left. It's almost a guarantee you're going to see the slider at some point. And as Allen shakes some of the rust off, Guerrero takes advantage with an early K. So one out, nobody on for Yidi Capé. He'll take a strike. Capé, another guy that joined the series late, if you will. Made his debut on the lineup card this week on Thursday. 0-1. Lifted in the air towards pretty deep left center field. Gavin Cross into the alley, has time, and makes the catch for the second out. Capé does have hits in each of the first two games he's played in this week, so we'll keep tabs on that as the game progresses. And now it's over to Jacob Berry with two outs and nobody aboard for the Sky Carp. The highest ranked prospect in the Marlins system, number 3. First pitch, check swing, it's in for a called strike one. What I meant to say is Berry is the highest rated Marlins prospect on this Sky Carp roster at number 3, according to MLB Pipeline. 0-1, wave and a miss, all out of sorts on the breaking ball, and Guerrero works ahead, nothing in two. Tyson's thrown 8 pitches, 7 have gone for a strike. He's looking to do just as Poland did in the top half. Post a scoreless frame with a pair of strikeouts. He shakes off the first sign from Jensen. Now likes the second one. 0-2. In the dirt. Bouncing away from Jensen. And Berry takes it. 186 with the average for Berry this season. But on the week, 4 for 13 with a triple and a pair of RBIs. 1-2. Got him. Swing and a miss on some more off speed. 2 strikeouts in a scoreless first inning for Tyson Guerrero, and both starters going tit for tat in the opening frame. Scoreless through one, going to the second on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Tradesmen rely on Suburban Wholesale and Supply. Count the cost to build it running. Count on Suburban for all your supplies. Let us be your source.
is Modern Woodman Park, home of the River Bandits, it's the perfect venue for your special event. From weddings, to rehearsal dinners, to corporate functions, event spaces are available year-round, with a full staff dedicated to giving you an unforgettable ballpark experience. For more information, or to book your next event, visit specialevents@modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. Six up, six down in a scoreless first inning, and that sort of refrain has been pretty common this week here at ABC Supply Stadium. The Bandits have actually been outscored this week 19-12, despite the series being knotted up at two games apiece. But when you add those up and divide it by four, we are seeing less than eight runs a game here in Beloit. Three different shutouts have occurred. The first two shutout wins for Beloit. The one last night, a 2-0 victory for Quad Cities. Caden Wallace, Gavin Cross, Juan Carlos Negret. The middle third of the order for Brooks Conrad, due up here in the second. Jared Poland back on the hill for the Sky Carp. First pitch to Cato is a fastball left outside for ball one. Wallace, the number four prospect in the Royals organization, according to MLB Pipeline. The pitch, wave and a miss out in front of the slider. And Wallace snapped an 0-for-13 skid with a base hit in the fourth inning yesterday, but it's still his only hit in his last 16 at-bats. Swing and a miss again from Wallace. That one over the outer half of the zone, another slide piece. And the count 1-2. Caden has seen the average dip to below 250 on the season, but he still leads the Midwest League in RBIs with 45. Nathan Martorella, though, right behind him. 1-2. Poked foul over the screen on the right side. Wallace on the week, just 1-for-15. A couple of walks, a couple of strikeouts. He has not stolen a base. 1-2. Slider in the dirt. Taken to even the count at two balls and two strikes. 21-year-old playing in his first season at the high A level. He awaits the 2-2 and takes another slider out of the zone. This one a little bit closer, but still low and away. And the count runs full. Former Arkansas Razorback. Payoff pitch. Foul ball. This one out of play, off the press box on the right side. It was another slider from Poland that got Wallace out in front. The body lunged forward, but the hand stayed back enough to keep the at-bat going. Deep breath from Poland, another 3-2. That one, low and away, ball four. High-quality at-bat from Caden Wallace, who works an 8-pitch walk and is the first base runner of the game for either team. It's a third walk of the season, or rather of the series, for Wallace. And it brings up Gavin Cross, who, speaking of walks, has been doing masterfully in that department recently. First pitch. Slider clips the outside half for strike one. Cross with a walk yesterday. He has seven walks in his last seven games. And five in four games this week. The pitch. Low and outside. With the help of the walk, Cross has reached base in seven straight games. Best active streak for Quad Cities right now. Poland from the stretch. Stares in. Peeks over the shoulder. And now deals the 1-1 that's ripped down the first baseline and off the short wall in right field. Wallace stopping at third base. Cross cruising into second without a throw. And it's a double for the Royals' top prospect. He's now matched Jack Pineda for the team lead in doubles with 15. And after the leadoff walk from Caden Wallace, Quad Cities has two men in scoring position with nobody out. Well, had the short wall not been there on the right side and foul ground to redirect the ball towards the infield. That one would have gone all the way into the corner and almost assuredly would have scored Caden Wallace. But instead, two ducks on the pond for Juan Carlos Negret. 32 RBIs for him this year. Poland fires in, and JC fouls one over the screen for strike one. Negret has hit sixth and played right field in every game this week. 0 for 4 last night, 2 for 15 on the series, but he has driven in three runs, which is tied for the team lead over the series. 0-1. Driven high in the air towards shallow center field. Johnson coming on. He'll make the catch. No chance. Wallace tests him. And sure enough, Cato goes back to the third base bag after Johnson makes the squeeze. Johnson, a very good center fielder. And with a ball that was hit about maybe 50 feet beyond the infield, it would have been insane to try to test him there. So Negret fails to drive in either base runner, but the Bandits still with just one out on the board. And Gerard Gonzalez at the plate, the switch hitting second baseman who drove in both of the runs in the game yesterday. A safety squeeze in the sixth, an RBI single in the eighth. Poland deals in. Again, Gonzalez shows bunt, but he fouls it back for strike one. How about that? Back-to-back games with a squeeze attempt for Quad Cities. That's certainly something they have not done this year, much less with just one guy. See if they try it again. Third baseman Barry in a couple of steps now. Gonzo swinging away, and he fouls the pitch off of the catcher Mac for strike two. 36th game of the year for Gonzalez. The 2-for-2 performance yesterday moved him over the Mendoza line in terms of batting average. A 5.56 OPS on the year for the second season Bandit. An open stance from the left side. He waves the bat out in front. Poland in command. 0-2. Fastball just inside. Mack tried to frame it, but Daniel, by the way, is not fooled. One ball, two strikes. Quad Cities with runners at second and third with one out in the top of the second. A six up, six down first inning has us scoreless. The pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. It gets behind Mack. He can't find the baseball. Here comes Wallace. No throw. Quad Cities takes a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second inning on what will be ruled either a wild pitch or a pass ball. Not sure if that ball hit the dirt before it got away from Mack, but he could not find it. It went towards the first base on deck circle, more or less, and by the time he realized where it was, Wallace was more than halfway home. So now just one man at third with one out. The 2-2 to Gonzalez is lined into right field. That'll get the job done and more. Crosswalks home. Gonzalez sprinting to second base. Now he wants three. The relay throw, way too late. It's an RBI triple for Gerard Gonzalez. 2-0 Quad Cities here in the second. And again, some RBI production from Gonzo. He is now 3 for his last 3 with 3 RBIs. And that's going to spur an early mound visit from Jason Erickson, the Sky Car pitching coach. By the way, they are ruling a wild pitch on Poland to allow Wallace to score the initial run. Gonzalez now with half of his season's 6 doubles in the last 2 games. That triple, his second of the year to put the Bandits up by a pair in inning number 2. So it's Quad City striking first tonight. Kale Emshoff looks to add on. Sky Carp with the infield in. First pitch taken low and away for ball one. Emshoff playing in his third game this week. Hitless in his first 7 at-bats out of the lineup last night. 1-0. This one hammered high in the air towards deep left center field. Johnson feeling for the wall, jumps up at the fence, and that one sails out of here. A two-run bomb from Cale Emschoff, and Quad Cities doubles up the lead. It's 4-0. Emschoff hits one out over the deepest part of the ballpark for his fourth home run of the year, and RBI is number 13 and 14. All the way over by the flagpoles in left center field. So now the bases are empty for Paxton Wallace. With one out, he takes strike one on the outer half. Poland has now given up more runs to Quad Cities tonight than he did in six innings against them back in May. As he misses low and outside here, 1-1. Emschoff due for a blast like that. His first since May 20th against Wisconsin. Paxton takes one out of the zone here, 2-1. He's been swinging a hot bat lately. He'll take inside and move ahead even further, 3-1. Paxton 4-for-7 this week with a pair of doubles. Scored Quad City's first of two runs on that safety squeeze by Gonzalez last night. 3-1. Popped in the air towards shallow left field. This ball won't leave the dirt. Third baseman Barry moves towards second base and hauls in the pop-up for out number two. So already back to the top of the order for Quad Cities. It's the shortstop, Jack Pineda. Poland struck him out looking to start the game. First pitch, way outside with a fastball. Ball one. Skycarp again shifting heavily to right, opening up the left side of the infield for Pineda as he cuts over the off speed, evening the count at 1-1. Jack, a left-handed hitter that, yeah, pulls the ball a lot, but boy, he's got some great left center field power as he swings through a curveball for strike two. That's the first time we've seen the curve from Poland tonight. Primarily a fastball changeup slider guy with the change being considered his strongest pitch. 1-2, slider thrown low and beneath the knees, 2-2. Quad Cities with 4 runs here in the second inning, a run on a wild pitch, an RBI triple from Gerard Gonzalez, and then a 2-run homer from Cale Emschoff. Jack takes high and away on the fastball, and the count runs full with 2 outs and nobody aboard. Poland now over 45 pitches, fires in and catches the outer half for a called strike three. Pineda down looking for the second time in as many innings. So that'll end the frame, but not before Quad Cities gets a 4-0 lead going into the bottom of the second. A nice early cushion for Tyson Guerrero.
Founded in 1974, Milan-based Group O is a business process outsourcer providing supply chain, packaging, and marketing incentive solutions to Fortune 500 companies. Group O is seeking talent in all divisions of our organization. Visit GroupO.com today and grow with Group O.
Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect group area for your team. To learn more about suites, decks, and other hospitality options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
A four-run top of the second has given Quad Cities the first lead of the ball game here in Game 5. Tyson Guerrero back to work on the mound for Quad Cities, pitching to Emanuel Marinez. First pitch. Fastball taken outside for ball one. The Bandits with four runs on three hits in the top of the second. They brought seven of their nine hitters to the plate. 1-0 from Guerrero. Called strike. That one a changeup at the knees.